Hey everyone, this is Art, and this is...
Julian, I'm here, waiting for you. I'm waiting.
You're waiting on me.
So, here it goes. This is our first run at this podcast, Art and I. We've podcasted before, but we just got bored, and we got tired.
Yeah.
And we like to talk shit.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
We're professional shit talkers.
Professional shit talkers. Fucking this guy that I work with, fool. He's such a bastard. Yeah. I can't explain it. I've never worked with somebody who was so desperate for money but lazy.
Oh dude, I hate those guys.
Yeah, and I'm like, they're like, oh, I just did this. And it's like, oh, you remind me of that guy from Hey Arnold that owes a lot of money.
He has an accent? Does he have an accent like that?
Yeah. No, yeah, because he's from Peru.
Oh, okay.
So he has that accent. He's like, ay, que puta madre. And I'm like, hey, come on, help me out with this. Puta madre, mamada. And then, like, he just, it's so awesome because he gets chewed out by...
Is he like llamas?
Dude, his name starts with an S and rhymes with Tarif.
Okay.
So I thought like he was like Arabic.
Yeah.
But they're like, oh, he's from Peru. And we're like, and then like later on, he's just a dark motherfucker. Yeah. That's all it is.
He's a dark.
Yeah. But he was telling me like, oh, Nacho, I started taking testosterone.
They call you Nacho there?
Yeah, they call me Nacho over there.
What's the reason behind them calling you Nacho?
They wanted to call me Super Mario, but I'm like that. Just like in county, I was like, no, I'm going
that.
By Nacho. Yeah. And it was lucky because both places I didn't have to fight for it. I was like, all right, cool. I just inherited Nacho. And they're like, oh, that sounds better. You're definitely a Nacho.
Definitely a Nacho.
Definitely a Nacho. This guy was telling me like, oh, I'm taking testosterone now. I'm going to start working out and it's all good. And then we went to Crunch. Mm-hmm. And I'm like.
Oh, you finally got your membership at Crunch? Or did you get it or not yet?
No, he took me there. I'm going to get it because you're going to be going. My friend Jeffrey goes.
Yeah.
And hopefully when this dingbat gets deported or whatever, I'll just go there more often. But he was telling me about testosterone. And then like one day he was just talking so much shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why don't you buy estrogen instead and complete your transformation into a woman? And then I'm like, oh, maybe you could get off the Wish app, because like every day he's just talking about the Wish app.
That stuff is so cheap. Have you ever gotten anything from there?
I got the glasses. I got sunglasses, and they look just like the ones I got.
Oh, yeah, the sunglasses. But I mean, like, you're buying like testosterone off Wish. I wouldn't do that.
He didn't buy testosterone, but he was talking about Wish so much because he got AirPods.
Oh,
and you got like
original AirPods or like the Wish?
I think AirPods. They're like Wish AirPods, but they work. And I'm like,
so
all right,
they sound bomb?
He says they sound good and they charge real quick.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, all right, cool. But you drop them in water, you're probably going to get a lithium burn or an explosion or something. And he was just talking so much shit. And I'm like, dude, take your testo and fucking shove it up your ass. And I was like, dude, get the fuck out of here. And yeah, lazy people.
Lazy ass people.
I just hate that.
Oh, man. Yeah, dude. Oh, what's been up? What's been new? How was your Memorial Day weekend?
Oh, Memorial Day weekend, which was last week, right?
Last week.
Yeah. Last week. Okay. I worked. Oh, I worked.
Dude, you're such a hard worker, dude.
It's just like I worked that day, and I'm surprised we didn't get a lot of vets that would bitch at us for not giving vet discounts.
Yeah.
But I remember one guy asking, like, oh, do you guys do military discounts? And we're like, no, sorry. And he's just like, he had a straight face like, wow. Like,
did he look offended?
He was like, wow. And then he just went and got something else.
Yeah.
And I don't know. But
Would you...
If it were me, yeah, I would do it.
Yeah, so I'm saying.
I would do it. But I'm not the owner of the store, and the owner of the store is not... American. So that's kind of like obvious.
Well, it lives in America, should be American, right?
Yeah, be American.
You know? America.
America. Oh, man. There's like a bill that's being passed now in California. Well, first of all, the U.S. is going to start tariffing stuff from Mexico.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
So that's going to be insane. Good luck getting your bananas. And they're not even from Mexico.
And avocados.
Avocados are bad. But I think they're growing them in Australia now.
The avocados?
Avocados.
But it's going to be more, they're going to be more expensive.
Way more expensive.
Give me like,
and avocados are expensive.
$10 a pound.
And there's like 5 pound, there's 5 pound avocados, man.
Yeah, I know, single avocados, so.
Yeah, so that's going to be crazy. But they have a bill now where they're going to offer insurance to illegal immigrants.
Mm.
And I know like a hospital's policy is to like never turn down a patient, but there's obviously going to be a bill written out for the patient. And I think now everyone's going to probably get healthcare. So the cool, oh man, I almost got fucked up on Facebook, dude.
What?
I almost got fucked up.
I don't have Facebook anymore. I logged off of it. And
I talked. Oh, you clocked out?
Yeah, I clocked out.
I'm got out of the matrix. Anymore. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So now I'm just on Instagram.
Facebook. Oh, well, Instagram is not bad, but
yeah,
you still get your bleeps of advertisements and the news.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't mind. But Facebook's worse.
Facebook's just so bad.
It's so bad.
And it's just how the computer technology is. Like, whatever you type in, oh, guess what? Facebook has, like, an algorithm.
Yeah.
That, like, oh, you were researching Jeeps and headphones. Guess what? In the marketplace, there's Jeeps and headphones.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, all right, like, that's smart. That's really smart, but I guess.
Well, I mean, that kind of happens on Instagram as well, because I was searching for, you know, the Rock headphones.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen them, right?
Mm-mm.
He has, like, his own brand of headphones with, I think it's, like, Under Armour or JBL.
Oh, nice.
And I was looking into them because I'm looking for new gym headphones. So I'm just like, well, I'm going to see how much they are and everything. So I researched them. And then all of a sudden, scrolling through my Instagram, the Rock headphones just pop up.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, well, yeah.
Yeah, it's because what happens is, like, you know how, like, you have cookies?
Yeah.
All that stuff is, like, now data mined.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever website you go to, they have legal rights to check, like, whatever cookies you put into the website, or there's, like, certain internet companies or whatever. I don't know the big lingo, but they're using the information.
Yeah.
And data mining, when the whole MAGA head, like, the hats.
Yeah.
Make America Great Again.
Yeah.
And when Antifa was coming out, Zuckerberg was under scrutiny because he was getting rid of certain social media figures, like Alex Jones. Alex Jones is a leper.
Yeah.
But he's definitely a whistleblower. But they're taking away, like, those platforms, and they're putting in other fabricated, like, news and stuff. There's, like, proxy websites and all that. People proxy profiles. But now Facebook, it was using your cookies to data mine. And not just to, like, help you shop.
Yeah.
But because of Antifa. What they were doing is they were getting the information from people's profiles and looking up, like, potential, like, Antifa strikes or Antifa gatherings or groups.
Yeah.
And that's data mining. Data mining goes back to, like, maybe the 40s or 30s.
Oh, shit, yeah.
When people were leaving codes in newspapers, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it just evolved, like, with the thing with internet, like, the playing field evolved so quickly, like.
Oh, yeah, hella quick. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about, like, I was remembering when there wasn't internet. Well, we didn't use the internet. You know, as
yeah.
civilians, because, you know, it was for military first.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I was just remembering, like, dude, I was remembering, like, hey, I remember when we had no internet.
Yeah.
And I was watching this show on Hulu. It's called Pen 15. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Pan 15?
Pen. P-E-N and the number 15. Now, if you look at it, write it down, and you realize it says penis. But
oh, yeah, goddamn.
Because it was like a middle school thing from, you know, the early 2000s and everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, that show was like, takes me back to the day, like, when there was AOL. And you used Instant Messenger.
And Yahoo Messenger.
And I was watching it, and they were getting on the internet, and you can hear, you know, the
the dial tone.
Yep, the dial tone.
And you knew, like, yeah, you could tell, like, you just had to listen to it, and you're like, it's like, all right, my internet's struggling right now, but it's going.
Yeah.
It's going. And then when you were gaming online, and someone picked up the phone like to make a call, oh, you were done. Like your abuela's like, what the fuck's going on with the phone? And you hear her and you're like, I'm losing. Oh,
abuelita,
no. Now it's just your fucking toaster has Wi-Fi.
Yeah, right. Your refrigerator has Wi-Fi. Have you seen those? The Samsung?
Yeah, those smart ones.
Yeah. Absolutely. Everything's getting ridiculous now.
It is, but that's still kind of practical. But now, yeah. Now your refrigerator could be used to spy on you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, also talking about, you know, not having internet, Wi-Fi, tablets, phones.
Yeah. Yeah.
My daughter was complaining the other day. She's like, Daddy, I'm bored. I'm like, oh, welcome to my world when I was a kid. I never had a tablet. I never had TVs, like, in the car.
No.
I never, you know, had a phone to play with in the car.
Yeah.
And it's funny because my 8-year-old, she just got her first phone.
Ooh.
Which I think is just, like, it's too early for you to get a phone. But that's just me. You know?
Yeah.
I didn't get it for her. Her uncle got it from her mom's side of the family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he got it for her, but I'm just like a little iffy because, you know, she's 8, dude. What's an 8-year-old?
Yeah, like she's going to be exposed to like commercials and all types of stimulation.
Yeah.
But I understand like, oh, we're in the age where like, hey, we can afford, because of Wi-Fi and internet, we can afford, and like obviously cheap phones. Like, hey, if my daughter, I could call her.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Even if she is 8, you're like, oh, I'm in my room.
Yeah, she called me this morning before she went to school. And she's like, hi, Daddy. You know, I wanted to let you know, I love you. Or I'm going to go to school right now. I'm
Boom.
Ready.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Do good in school. You know, I tell her.
Yeah.
Keep your phone away. Because, you know, I asked her also, how many of your friends have phones? Because, mm-hmm. you know, she's in second grade.
Mm.
Whoa. What did you have in second grade, bro?
What did I have in second grade?
The big box of crayons.
I had a big box of crayons, and they were all broken in half. I don't know why. The library book I had to turn in.
That's what you had in second grade, right?
That's what I had. I was like, I was ready, dude. I was like, dude, I am fucking gonna get down on Animal Planet right now and reading that shit.
Or the National Geographic, remember those?
National Geographic, like those ones, but there was a... I forgot what it was. It was like Zoo something.
Oh, yes, I remember.
And it was like...
Zoology.
Zoography or something.
Zoography? No.
Something like that.
Yeah, some shit.
And like, it had like a tie. It was from National Geographic, but it was like special magazines just for kids. Like, oh, this is a tight-ass Bengal tiger.
Yeah, they would have like a Bengal tiger like on the cover.
There would be
like a lion.
I remember the tiger and an elephant.
And the words were colorful, right? Like rainbow?
Rainbow. And I remember rainbow. There would be a Z. But I think that just might be my Zuma-bafoo, whatever. PBS was there for us, too.
Yeah.
It was like a physical internet. Like, oh, you get to learn about this and that.
We had Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow, come on now. Like I see the meme. Everyone talks about Bob Ross and Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
They talk about those. I think there was another dude. And Steve Irwin.
Oh, Steve Irwin.
And then...
Crikey.
When PETA, when they released those statements about him on his... the anniversary of his death.
Yeah.
People went off.
Yeah, dude.
People went off on him.
Steve Irwin, dude. You can't...
Yeah.
Have you seen his kids?
His
son looks exactly like him.
I don't know about
his son.
It's
like his twinsy, dude. It's his son. It's like a younger, you know, Steve. Looks just like him.
You can't have another Steve. Can't have a Steve Irwin. And there was other people like that. Like was Jeff Carwin.
Oh yeah.
Remember him? Yeah. And then Jack Hanna.
Oh, Jack Hanna.
Jack Hanna, yeah, but I think he was just a little off.
A little off. You can tell just by looking at him.
Yeah, you're like something's weird about you. Whereas like Steve Irwin, you're like, whoa, dude, like you did acid in a zoo and you just never left.
You just stayed there.
It's like, crikey, this gator is gonna fuck me up.
Now I'm gonna get closer to it.
That's why I like Aussie Man. Like, you ever hear Aussie Man?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, welcome to population fucked. Like that fool, he's the Steve Irwin of what we needed, especially of making fun of people.
Oh yeah.
Dude. Oh my God. I like when he talked, like there's one where he's talking about a dancer. Yeah. He said, this pretty little Sheila is doing a bop, like kangaroo butt. It's like, oh shit, and she did the splits. I'm completely...
Oh, guys, well, you hear a baby in the background. That's my son. He's just having a good old time yelling. He wants to be a part of the conversation as well.
That's it. That's right.
He wants to be a part of the conversation.
He knows that there's conversation.
He's nosy. He's really nosy. He probably gets that from his mom.
He's our first listener.
Our first listener.
Our first listener.
And our first guest, too.
Yeah, he is our first guest. That's crazy.
And our first guest.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out like what we could do for this podcast, like as far as a name. This is Primordial. I'm like, maybe we could call it Primordial. Heaven knows.
Primordial.
We call it David Beckham's Foreskin Jazz.
Yes.
Joe Rogan.
Featuring Ronaldo.
Featuring Ronaldinho.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Ronaldo. And then the Galaxy head coach.
The Galaxy head coach. Yes. I don't even know his name.
I don't football.
You don't football.
I don't even football American. Which is weird.
I thought you were a Seahawks fan.
I am a Seahawks fan, and then Marshawn Lynch got traded, and I'm like, oh, don't
be that guy, dude. Come on.
No, because like Russell Wilson's still like one of the best, and he got Rookie of the Year.
He did.
And he didn't even go to the Super Bowl.
Because I remember when the Seahawks beat the Cowboys, I got a message from you.
Oh, yeah. And then I just kind of stopped. Like I would. Dude, I don't watch UFC that much.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't watched it as much as I used to.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, man, I used to know like every fighter.
And
now it's just like, I know like a fighter here and there, you know.
Let's do this. Let's do this for Doug because he would get a kick out of it. But at one point, the UFC was just, all right, let's get this bar fighter and let's get some Brazilian jiu-jitsu like... guy,
yeah,
and let's put him in the octagon and tell them they have to fight. And that's what it was. You had some guy that worked at Walmart, but he did kickboxing on the side.
Yeah, he trained as a kickboxer. Yes. But he wasn't exactly a pro.
Wasn't even a legit, like, that's what a lot of people don't realize it, but Quentin Rampage Jackson was on an episode of Jackass.
Was he?
He was. But think
before
about...
Before he was a UFC fighter? Or
I would after? Say before. I would say before, because like the dojo they were at was like, all right, it's a legit dojo for them. Or a gym. Mm-hmm. I don't think you would call it a dojo for MMA.
Yeah.
But they were practicing wrestling. They had punching bags.
I think I remember that episode. I'm trying to remember it. I cut you off. Go ahead.
You see... they called him the Irish Hammer. And he was supposed to... He fucked up... Ryan Dunn. And Ryan Dunn was wearing like a ballerina's...
I think I remember.
No, I think he took a punch.
Wasn't it Frank Mir that did that?
No.
I think Frank Mir did an episode like that, though.
Where they punched him?
Where they punched him.
It might have, but that's like... Obviously, UFC is like different. Mm-hmm. Because at that time, like, okay, there was a sumo wrestler and he fought that Dutch boxer. Mm-hmm. And he knocked him... He kind of dazed him, fucked him up.
Yeah.
And he kicked him, but that fool's foot got, like, infected a few days later because he kicked his tooth.
Oh, you know what? I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
So, you have that UFC. Now you have, like, it's just weird because, like, you see, like, the lower weight classes being more popular.
Yeah.
Because they're more exciting.
Yeah, because it's basically because they're more agile. They can move around faster and...
It's just crazier.
Yeah.
Whereas back then in the UFC, you're like, you got this big redneck fool fighting this big black dude. Oh, this is going to be insane. So obviously there's different elements to what UFC was back then. And mm-hmm. Quentin Rampage Jackson was in the background of that skit that Jackass did. They had this Irish dude punch Ryan Dunn in the stomach.
Yeah.
But you see Quentin Rampage Jackson like trying to train Ryan Dunn and he's kind of goofing with him. He's like, when you're punching, you got to use your ass. And then it makes more sense because like your butt muscles are the midpoint between the power you generate from your legs and it transfers into your shoulders to all the way to your wrist. And that's how you make a punch.
Yeah.
But
he said ass to be funny, but you know, it's basically your hips.
He said your ass, but like your hips and like you're transferring that motion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So like that like for him to know that at that time, that's when mixed martial arts was beginning to be what it was.
Yeah.
Now it's not what it was before.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this may be a completely different comparison, but the WWE, same thing. It's not what it used to be.
No.
You know, when Stone Cold was there and he just start, you know, come out raising hell. And no, but I mean, like, where they used to bleep, actually have to bleep out words, because, you know, the wrestlers would go out all out.
Mm.
And now they have to watch what they say. Now they have to be like, oh, well, I can't do this, I can't say that. People can't be thrown off the top cage at the Hell in the Cell like Mankind did that one time against the Undertaker.
That was, yeah.
So it's just, I don't know if it's the correct comparison, but that's basically what I think, you know?
Okay, so that Hell in the Cell match, which is almost like a two-story house.
Yeah.
Undertaker slams Mankind through the top gate.
He choke slams him from the top.
And they just...
They both fall.
They both fall into the ring.
Into the ring, yeah.
Perfect Pokemon battle. Perfect Pokemon battle.
Just like, Mankind, I choose you.
I choose you. And he's like, oh, shit. And then Undertaker's just like, oh, dude, you couldn't fuck with Undertaker.
Undertaker.
Brock Lesnar, Goldberg, and Chris Jericho are the last breeds. Because, like, The Miz...
Mm-hmm.
The Miz is what gave a lot of hope to the sport.
Mm-hmm.
But once he got popular, it's
I'm going to be honest, dude. I was never a huge fan of The Miz.
I didn't like him in Real World.
And you know what? I knew he was in Real World, but I never watched it.
Yeah.
But, it really wasn't my thing. Miz, I don't know what it was about him that I really didn't like. So, I don't know. I'm just not a huge fan of his. I grew up, the one wrestler I really looked up to was Triple H.
Oh yeah,
and Jeff Hardy. Those guys were, to me, you know, I was just like, dude, I want to be like them.
Yeah, but even then, like the Dudley brothers, you had a fat white guy and a somewhat fat black guy.
Yeah,
and they're just wearing urban camo, and you're like, why can't you see more of that like every day? Like you saw like a unification. Like I don't know, I don't believe racism is. I don't know how to say it, but it still exists. But to see the opposite of it is just way more uplifting. And that's what I like with the Dudley brothers.
Yeah.
And then I kind of see that with, not NWO, but Generation X, which is Triple H.
DX,
DX, right?
Yeah, DX.
At that point, like doing the suck it thing.
Dude, we were getting in trouble at school for doing that. You remember that?
Now it's like you get in trouble for listening to your phone. In class or being on your phone back then, what were you doing? Oh, putting paper clips in the plug outlets.
Well, I don't know about you, I never did that.
No, some guy did and just fucking shorted his fingers, and it's like, oh damn,
pendejo,
turning people's bags inside out, drawing stuff like with permanent marker on the board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
spit wads. I was a spit wad guy, and I kind of got caught, but I got let go. Like, I was like, I'll stop, because you know it's me, but I'll stop. Jesus, but I'm just... And it's like, that's what we did when we were bored. And I think that's what happened with the UFC, is like, people were bored about like, oh, my taekwondo is better than your karate,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, wrestling is better, Eastern wrestling is better than Western wrestling.
Yeah.
So what happened was like there's like a big sprawl of people just wanting to fight, and everyone was so astonished that like you had a this guy named Kimo. His name is Kimo Leopoldo, and he just was like a buff Hawaiian looking dude. Like he looked like a Mortal Kombat character. Like he was just buff and he had those crazy ass hands.
Yeah.
And then you have Royce Gracie. Just like he looks like your tall Theo.
Yeah,
and then he's skinny, and now he's fucking choking out this dude.
His gi was, but looked like it was about to fall off.
Yeah, it's like, what is this guy in a karate gi like? Oh, he's gonna get owned, and he didn't.
No, that,
he didn't.
Royce Gracie was.
And Royce Gracie was the least talented, not talented, but he was like on the bottom of the totem pole.
Mm-hmm.
With Hickson Gracie. You had Horian Gracie, Horian Gracie started the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
And I think him and his dad were upset with each other because they were doing that.
Yeah.
He said he was going to tarnish the sport. And guess what happened?
He didn't.
I think he didn't tarnish the sport, but he tarnished what Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu was standing for.
Yeah.
And that's like honorable competition and stuff like that. Now everyone's throwing knee bars, yeah, starting fights, especially like in the bars or in social gatherings or whatever.
Yeah.
And now you see that like look at Mayweather and McGregor. McGregor put his career on the line to fight
Mayweather.
Yeah. And you knew Mayweather was fucking around with him.
Oh,
you know,
the whole he was time, dude.
Toying
yeah,
with it was him. You know, he was toying with
that
him.
That fight was terrible.
It was. But you would never see Floyd Mayweather going into the octagon.
Yeah.
Never.
No.
You would never see that. And I think if UFC's regulations existed today, that would be the best fight in the world. No gloves.
No, just
no bare hands, just yeah, bare knuckle stuff like that. Like,
you could go in there with Nikes and just
yeah. I mean, like if McGregor didn't submit him, but he was able to wrestle him to the ground and then yeah, let him up, he would win every day against Floyd Mayweather. Now, if it's a straight boxing match without gloves, I think it would be dead on.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Mayweather could take... I don't think Mayweather's taken, like, punches without gloves. Because from childhood, he was going to fight, but his dad had him fight in the ring, yeah, not on the streets.
Yeah.
And he just became a mauler. And you see that all the time. There was a guy that sparred with... When they were doing that 24 hours mm-hmm, for Pacquiao and Mayweather,
yeah,
some Mexican guy was sparring with... Mayweather, and they told the cameraman to leave, mm-hmm, and then they kind of peek in and they see Mayweather fucking this guy up,
yeah,
and it's just a little taste. And then when they go back in, you just see the Mexican dude, like, his face is all bloody and red and yeah, just gone. I'm like, I think he almost murdered that guy, Mayweather. And then you seeing him in those fights, you're like, you get robbed, because he's just avoiding. He's just avoiding Pacquiao. He's getting Pacquiao tired.
Yeah.
And he was just finessing him. He wasn't going beast mode. And you could see Mayweather go beast mode.
And, you know, for his age, I mean, it's the thing to do. That's what you have to do, because you're already older, especially in that, you know, that sport. So you just can't go all out like you used to. You can't go in swinging. So you have to play defense the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, in a way, it's smart. As much as I hate Mayweather, it's just like, it's smart. You just can't. Going swinging. What was he, 38? Anyways, did you watch the Josh Wynn and Reese fight?
I did not. I did not watch the fight. Because, like I said, I don't watch UFC that much. So I hardly watch boxing. But we have a Latino heavyweight champion now. And he murdered this guy.
Not only Latino, but he's Mexican.
Yes, he's Mexican. And... De La Hoya had like something to comment saying like he has a long run. I saw the news on the Joe Rogan, one of the Joe Rogan Instagram thingies I have.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw a clip. And I feel like the fight could have gone either way. This fool just won because he got him. He got him.
He was getting good hits in. I mean, I saw the clips on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, where they're just making fun of the Josh fight.
Yeah, that guy Joshua. I forgot his last name.
Don't want to sound racist, but the black guy.
The black guy. Now, this guy is big. He kind of has, like, that Evander Holyfield frame.
Yeah, he's big. He's ripped.
Big and ripped. And Ruiz just looks like that smart cholo that played handball and studied after.
Yeah, exactly. Playing handball after school,
and he's still going ham on the. He just looks nice. He looks like a cool guy, but he hit him with a good 1-2.
Dude, he hit him with a bunch of good 1-2s.
And then gave him another 2-1 good 2s, and then I saw a meme where he's hitting him, and like you see like Joshua's spirit.
Oh, he punched the soul out of him.
He's punched the soul out of him, and then like he gets on the airplane. Oh, you're thump thump.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, dude.
Yeah, that was a good one. I saw that one too.
Yeah, I for Ruiz, for Andy Ruiz, big victory. The Joshua guy is probably gonna be made fun of for a long time.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, obviously I'm a soccer fan.
Mm.
You know this. I don't know if our listeners know this. Mm. They might. But, you know, huge soccer fan. And it's funny because I saw that they made fun of the soccer game as well, because it was the UEFA Champions, like the championship. Mm. And they said that that they're glad that Josh Lloris beat him. That way, you know, people wouldn't be talking about the game on the soccer game. Mm. Because the soccer game was so boring.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, oh, that's kind of...
That's messed up.
I mean, I guess they said the only exciting part of that game is about that streaker, the girl
that ran, chick, yeah.
Yeah, that chick that ran across the field.
Yeah, dude. I think she did it because she knew this game was foul.
Well, you know what? It was Vitaly's girlfriend. You know Vitaly, right? The YouTuber. Heard...
Oh, okay. That guy?
I think that's what... her shirt said Vitaly Uncensored.
Oh, wow.
Hmm. So I think she... Because I think I had read that she said that it...
That's just free marketing.
She
done it.
Yeah, that's why she did it. Hmm. So people could see it, you know. And I guess she gained a whole lot of followers this weekend. So,
followers? Yeah, dude. Yeah,
on Instagram.
Insane. Insane.
Yeah, man. It's ridiculous. But, yeah. I mean, for sports, you say, you know, watch football.
Yeah, like I said, I don't get down on... Like, I hardly watch UFC. But, I was hearing something about, like, Arsenal. They had to win a game in order to be in, like, a championship, like, well, months away, like, it's like, whoa.
Well, it was last Wednesday. Was it last Wednesday? Yeah, it was last Wednesday. They had a game against Chelsea. Mm-hmm. And that's for the Europa League, which mm-hmm. is completely different from the UEFA Champions League.
Yeah.
It's, like, a point under them.
Oh, okay.
So when they won that, they're moving up to the UEFA Champions League.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I think that's what you were talking about.
So yeah, that's what was happening. That.
Yeah.
Isn't there a big Arsenal Chelsea rivalry, or is that like Liverpool and Chelsea?
It's, you know what? Not a lot of people like, you know. Well, I guess they have their fans. Just like over here, you could see like, oh, fuck the Cowboys, right?
Yeah.
But you see all their fans out there everywhere.
Yeah, it's always the Raiders and the Cowboys. It used to be the Rams. Now it's not.
No, it's not the Rams.
Now it's not the Rams. But it used to be the Cowboys, the Raiders, and now I believe it's the 49ers. People are just getting heat just for liking them. And it's always going to be the Raiders. It's always going to be the Cowboys fans, especially in California.
Oh, dude. But especially in California. Like, at the Rams game, dude, you said 95, approximately... It's, I'm just throwing a statistic out there.
Yeah.
I said like 95% or 90% of the stadium, the Coliseum, looked like it was a Cowboys home game. It didn't even look like a Rams game.
Yeah.
When the Cowboys played the Rams.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Those are all, that's... I don't know. There's just history behind that. I think Doug would know, our friend Doug. He's a good... sports fanatic with football and
huge Rams fan.
He would know all that, but
he wears his little luchador mask for the games too.
Dude, it's so awesome.
And you know what? I actually have a luchador Cowboys mask.
What?
Yeah,
dude.
He sent me the link where he got it, so I got my own.
Oh, but, cool.
I've always wanted to get with him when the Cowboys play the Rams. We can wear luchador masks and everything.
You guys like pile driver each other.
Yeah, exactly.
That's tight.
But not in a gay way.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I think, as far as like the Cowboys, they have really good players right now.
They have great players.
What was his name? Zeke? That one guy? Ezekiel?
Ezekiel Elliott. Did you see what happened to him at EDC?
No.
I guess he had been drinking and he went to EDC for the weekend with his girlfriend. And I guess he was getting in an argument with her. And the security guard, you know, tried to come and get in between what was going on. Mm. Why would anybody, like, dude, you're obviously going to get over it. Talk to your girl later about it. Mm. So security comes and tries to get in Zeke's face. Have you seen how big Zeke is?
I think he's like, I feel like he's short, but he's not short.
He's not that short, no.
No, he's not short. Everything else about him is just
and
like.
And he's like pure muscle. Like,
yeah.
So.
He's a crunch machine.
Yeah, exactly. So the security guard, at least $120.
Oh, no good.
Like, dude, really?
No.
Come on, security. So Zeke walks up to him and, like, you know, puffs his chest up, gets in, you know, like, what do you want? Mm. So security fell over. So they're saying Ezekiel Elliott pushed the security guard. Mm. Like, come on, that's not pushing. I wouldn't say that's pushing.
No. I wouldn't even say that's like putting your hands on somebody.
He didn't even put his hands on him. That's the thing.
No.
He just like walked towards him, got it, you know, like, what do you want type thing, you know?
He just flared his feathers and the guy's like, oh God.
Yeah, like, do you know who you're messing with right now?
Okay, so do you think Elliot's going to get in trouble? Is there like backlash or? Because obviously, like, who was it? Was it Ray Rice?
No.
Who was with that guy charged for punching his girl in the elevator?
Ray Rice, yeah.
Ray Rice, okay. Yeah. That fool. Ray Lewis, he was like a criminal.
Oh, yeah.
All these people, and then like...
Roethlisberger just raping people, you know?
Whoa, I did not know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
I mean, he was...
Yeah. I know women wanted to have sex with Julian Edelman.
Oh, look at that beard.
With that beard, I know that. And then like... I mean, I don't know. I think the sports industry is just open for women to be the center of attention.
Yeah.
And what happens is the athlete gets the center of attention too. 9 times out of 10, he's either putting hands on her or someone's claiming they're raping. So like the Me Too movement.
Well, I mean, like, what was it, 2 seasons ago with... with Ezekiel Elliott again.
He had DV, right? He had a DV case on him?
Yeah.
Domestic violence?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay.
But they had no proof of it.
Yeah, so I think that tarnished his career a little bit more, other than being a Cowboys player. But he's a beast. He's going to be a beast. I hope he stays with the Cowboys because he gives them a good running chance. I see the Cowboys going to... the Super Bowl, maybe in another few years.
Maybe.
There's going to be comeback because the Patriots are done. I don't want
to
see them.
No, God. To me, the Patriots...
just leave their dynasty. They're done.
Yeah. They did what they had to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as much as I hate Brady, he got his rings. Good for him,
yeah. I'm just glad Edelman got MVP.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
That's the only good thing. That's the only really good thing I liked about the Patriots was Julian Edelman. Then you have like Danny Amendola, who was on the Rams for a little bit. Mm-hmm. They weren't giving him much credit for the Rams, and he exploded with the Patriots. Oh. And that's what I kind of like about football, and that's what I don't like about football. As far as the actual sport, it's like, dude, yeah, you just get big people fucking colliding with each other, but the plays. Like, Odell Beckham's plays are legit.
Yeah. All right.
The one-handed catches are awesome.
I mean, the one he got against the Cowboys, that's all he has. That's all he
That's the only basically thing. Did. Yeah. And then...
I mean, he's got hands on him. Yeah, he catches balls.
Yeah, one-handed.
Yeah, one-handed. But
catching balls.
He's catching them balls.
But no one can ever... Like... Soccer, that's one of those sports where you can watch on TV and just be like, damn, like that's a crazy sport. People are just running back and forth
and running for 90 minutes, 95 minutes,
95 minutes just running. They do not stop running, and the clock does not stop.
I mean, unless somebody gets hurt,
and
I mean, they could tackle, but
don't they stop with the cards whenever they do cards?
Yeah, whenever they do a card, they have to show it to the player they're gonna show it to.
Mm-hmm. And then they start the clock.
And then they set the clock again.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't even then it stops. It's just like the clock keeps running, which is why the referee always adds like an extra 4 or 5 minutes after the you know.
Oh wow.
Regular time.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
Sports as far as all that stuff is just. If it's not about the money, oh, okay. So hey, I found this out that the NCAA is going to start paying athletes for their trademarks, their names, and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So that would help out like some teams and some like... I don't think there's NCAA football. You just have college football on its own.
Yeah.
But NCAA, you're really talking about like weightlifting, track, volleyball,
soccer,
and wrestling.
On wrestling.
So now wrestling is going to get a big boost. It just sucks now because, like, it's too late. Because they're taking wrestling out of the Olympics. I think they took it out.
What? Really? I didn't know that.
The Title IX, they took it out. So the same reasons they would cut funding in high school is the same thing they're doing for the Olympics. Mm-hmm. It's because you have to put money into a sport that has men and women. Mm-hmm. And if it's just men's volleyball and women's volleyball, you can see where they're equaled out.
Yeah.
They could equal out, be paid, but men's wrestling, women's wrestling, it's like 90% always the men.
Yeah.
So that money is not allocated proportionally.
Yeah.
So they scrap that. Oh, that's all. There's more women in judo than there is in wrestling, as far as the Olympics.
Oh yeah.
So like taekwondo is gonna stay, skiing, and curling is unisex. You just have the country teams. So they don't worry about like the Title IX in that. But now, since like NCAA is gonna start doing that, individual sports is gonna kind of excel. So now wrestlers have a thing where they could be NCAA wrestlers and not worrying about being broke before or after. Because they would still get a little bit of royalties, at least for some maybe highlight reels or photos that they use, like the NCAA would use for like the athletes. Mm-hmm. Taking pictures, posters, everything. They're gonna start getting, I forgot what it was called. It wasn't stipends, but compensation.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. So as far as that, you know, like, hey, you know, that's one good thing about that's about the sports. And I think sports in, like, what do you think about sports in America in opposed to, like, other places?
Like, I don't know. Like, I guess, because they don't have, like, football, like, American egg football in Europe, which is why, you know, the Rams were going to go play, and the Chiefs, was it last season? They were supposed to play them in England.
In England, yeah.
Oh, no, actually, they were supposed to play in Mexico, because the whole grass thing was all messed up. You remember?
The grass?
Yeah, which is weird, because in Mexico, you expect the grass to be nice all the time.
Yeah.
Because they keep the grass nice for us over here in the States, right?
Yeah.
But over there, it's just like the grass was all messed up, so they couldn't play the match over there, or the game. They brought it back and played over here. It was one of the highest scoring games in Monday Night Football. It was epic. I watched it, and it was great.
That's cool.
But yeah, like, or when they go to, you know, England, Raiders played in England, I don't know how long ago, I think two seasons ago.
Yeah. What do you think about, like, do you think there's like some people in Europe that are like, oh, we like North American football or whatever they call it? Like,
I think they do.
Padded hockey or padded fucking rugby. I don't know what they call it. Because rugby's fucking insane.
I think they just call it American football.
American football, there you go. Yeah.
You can't play the American football, yeah?
I can't do the British accent. Like, I can't.
I did my best. I don't know if it's that good.
No, like, I can't stand it sometimes.
You don't like the sound of it?
No. Like, whenever I heard a British kid on, like, Xbox Live, whenever I played on someone's account, I'm like, give me the mic. I'm like, you fucking Brit. You fucking I.
You bloody Brit.
All right.
You want some fish and chips?
Take a grenade on with it then, and just, like, some shit on them. And there was like a dude, and he was just like,
what was that? Thor in Endgame?
Oh god, who is this noob master? I will strike down.
Thor, he's back on.
Thor, he's back on. I like the meme where they show Loki, and on the bottom it says noob master.
I haven't seen it.
They just have one with Hiddleston.
Mm-hmm. Tom Hiddleston.
Tom Hiddleston, and he has like Xbox. And he has a long, low key hair. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of memes with him. Like, he's one of those characters that was kind of supposed to look goofy and bullshitty, but he turns out to be like a really cool character.
Yeah.
And social media helps out a lot with that. I don't know if that helped out Thor at the end because he had that beer belly.
No, but that was still great though.
Yeah, that was just great. That
was the dude Thor.
The dude Thor, And see, like that, they kind of give big people hope, like he's like super buff, and then like he's...
Like for me, I say I have the bod of a god, you know?
The bod of a god.
The bod of a god.
You have a level one dad bonsa though.
Exactly.
You just have a level one dad bonsa.
Level one, which is like what?
It's a six pack, but you have like that Chuck Liddell going on.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, okay. So, I wanted to bring that up. I saw a picture, Chuck Liddell, Tito Ortiz. At that point, that's when UFC was like, oh my god.
Oh, yeah.
And then Tito Ortiz versus Ken Shamrock.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh my god. And then
Tito Ortiz and Randy Couture.
Randy Couture, yeah, he had another one. Tito Ortiz was on he was just on a fucking rampage. And I don't know if he fought Rampage though. I don't know. My skills or knowledge of that sport was high at one point, I remember.
Yeah,
but I'm still one of those guys that talk about like the Nogueira brothers,
mm-hmm.
Know, like Crow Cop, and even I knew about like Igor Volchanchin, and then like Vladimir, god damn it, what was his name? Not Putin, not the emperor. No, is there really a picture of him riding a bear?
I think there
like
is.
He's actually like mounted on a bear.
I think I did see it. Yeah,
without a shirt.
But is that real?
I want to think it's real. I believe it's real. It just adds more fear to who that man is.
Exactly. Like, you can ride a bear, dude.
Yeah.
What does Trump do?
he rides models. Or he pays them not to tell him.
He rides porn stars.
He rides porn stars. Yeah. What I heard on the Joe Rogan, Stormy Daniels had to pay him money.
Who, Trump?
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know. I don't know. She came out and she, I think he was suing her.
Hmm.
Or I think she was suing him and she lost the suit and she wrote a book. And he's like, nothing will happen. Just $350,000. And she's like, all right, cool. She sold the book, and pretty much I think the book paid for that.
Oh, damn.
So she evened out, like, she's like, oh, fuck. Like, I lost and I paid this fool? Trump's a businessman. Remember that.
Yeah.
I'm glad Trump is in office. I'm not happy he's not doing good. But we need someone like Trump to see, like, as a society, we are fucking up. Like, whoa, we put this guy in the office.
Yeah.
We put a businessman into office, not even a politician, not even a...
Yeah, he's a businessman.
Not even a good businessman. He's just a get-rich-quick scam artist.
Yeah.
That might work the first 2 weeks of your presidency, and then he just started doing weird shit. Just the thing with the wall.
It's not even like the shit he does. It's the shit he says.
Okay, now the shit he says is just like way worse.
It's ridiculous.
It's way worse. Like, okay, when Obama was tweeting, it's like, whoa, the president's firing on you. Yeah. You need to like shut up.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh my God, the president's tweeting. I need to get off Twitter because he sounds like a moron.
Yeah.
So there's those big differences. As far as like policies, Trump's rolling the ball, but he's rolling the ball for the people behind the curtains.
Yeah.
So he's doing the government thing, but he's getting played. He's getting played by a lot of people. And of course, after that, he's gonna be like, "Oh, I have I had the presidency," and now he's gonna get money for the rest of his life. So
yeah.
He won. He's getting money for the rest of his life.
Not like he needs the money.
Hmm?
But not like he needs the money. Why don't you just donate?
Oh, he does. He does need the money. He went bankrupt like a few times. A lot of his company.
Wasn't that in the past?
Hmm?
Wasn't that in the past?
Like the Trump Towers, they're still up and running, but that's the only thing he has that's viable. And guess what? It's a casino.
In Vegas.
In Vegas. Yeah. And so he's getting away with more stuff there. And that's where he's making his money,
yeah,
kind of thing. Because of course, like with his campaign, you know, like the fundraising,
mm-hmm.
all that stuff, he got more money, he got influenced, and that's what happens with people that become presidents. They're like, oh, we put you in the office, now you got to work with us. you know, let these companies work with us, tax these companies, blah, 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 shut these people down. And that's what happens. And Trump being a businessman, it just makes his situation better while making the overall situation more worse.
It's all that.
Because I feel like Bernie Sanders could have done a better job, but not necessarily he would have been a better president. I don't know.
Well, we'll find out. I mean, he's running for
president. He's going to run again.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully he's last that long, you know.
I believe he will, but he's already too old. He's already getting too
old. That's what I'm saying. He's too old. Hopefully, you know, he makes it to the campaign.
What do you think about Biden?
You know what? If I'm gonna pick, I'm gonna pick
Sanders.
Bernie. Yeah.
Oh, Bernie.
Yeah.
What if Hillary ran again?
No, sorry.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't think you would have Bernie versus Hillary, but you would have that eventually for like the Democratic primary.
Yeah.
Sorry. Getting my words jumbled.
I get it. It happens to me all the time.
Mm-hmm. So like there's those types of politics, and then there's the politics, like I was telling you, I was about to get shit on Facebook. I was talking with my friend about the abortion.
Oh.
And I was already like paranoid that someone was gonna come up and be like, "You don't know what you're talking about." But we sat there and we talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, my overall thing is like, pro-choice does not mean you're not pro-life.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think I'll leave it right there. A woman's body is a woman's body, and once like healthcare and stuff is involved, that's just, you need better regulation on the healthcare side.
Yeah. Sorry. Now that you said a girl's body is her body, it reminded me of this this meme that was not exactly a meme. It's this quote from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Mm.
Where they're like, "Oh, we're, you know, a woman." What does he say? What does Jay say? He says, "A woman's body is a woman's body." He's like, "That's none of our fucking business."
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, as men, business. It's not our business.
It's not our business.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But like, as far as like citizens and taxpayers, they want to know and they want to vote on what they want for free and what you should pay for.
Yeah.
Okay. What Alabama did is they just took away a right. They took away a right based off of sexual circumstances.
Yeah.
And women. So it's like, all right, get rid of that. On Facebook, I put up a picture. Liberals, we want the government to take care of healthcare. Alabama government bans abortion. And then it shows liberals and it shows Pikachu like...
Oh, that Pikachu.
That's the Pikachu meme. The Pikachu meme.
Or his mouth is open.
Mouth is open.
Like in surprise.
And he's shocked. And I'm like, I like that. I put it because like I'm shocked too. Like, one of my teachers from AVC, she just wrote, no. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I opened
the kind of worms you shouldn't have opened.
I just opened a box I should not have done. And all I wrote was, pro-choice does not mean I'm not pro-life. And I'm like, I'm not for the ban.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, good, 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 that's good. And then this other chick who was as critical but not a teacher, she was getting on me a little bit, but as much as like the single-payer system as far as like healthcare. So it's like a form of universal healthcare. And then I went on to talk about like... as far as voters and when money is involved, stupid shit's gonna happen. And that's just one of those things that shouldn't have happened. It was stupid. So it's like, you know. If a woman needs to get an abortion for any reason, first of all, that's doctor-patient confidentiality.
Yeah.
So your workplaces don't need to know that.
Yeah.
Even if they supply health.
I think it should be fine if they ask you.
Huh?
I think your workplace should be fined if they ask you.
Fined? Yeah, because if they ask you, then they're opening a plane of discrimination.
Yeah.
Because now they know that you had an abortion. if you're, what people don't like is like, oh, this woman has abortions left and right.
Yeah, like having one like every month. Like, what's wrong?
Like every month, like she's getting a card stamped. She gets a abortion for free.
Get the 6 month free.
Get the 6 month free. I think people don't like that, and people believe that's happening, but you can't take away that. You cannot. And you might be an advocate on that decision. I know a few of my friends. They have that. Like I know people who've had abortions. I know people who've had kids and lost them. And it's just even worse thinking about someone choosing to terminate a life.
Yeah.
Your skin cells are living, but they're not accountable. What they're doing now is like they're looking at a baby inside the woman. If it's a person, can you tax them? Can you send them to jail?
Yeah.
Can you prosecute them or hire them? Yeah, they're not a function, fully formed person, but that is going to be a person in 9 months.
Yeah.
And exactly. After 9 months, that baby is now a different world for people.
Yeah.
And some people...
It's not even a different world. It's a new world.
Yeah, it's a new world. It's a new world. It's a new person. It's a new responsibility. And it's understandable if people can't... be responsible to take care of that child. So the next thing is they're being responsible by not having the child.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's religion. I won't even go to there.
Well,
goddamn Frank Mir, I miss you.
Damn it.
Frank Mir.
Yeah, well, we're pretty much running towards the end of the podcast now and running out of time. But dude, this was fun.
This is really good, and this is what was needed. So hopefully we pump this out every few weeks.
Yeah, I pump one out like every other day.
Every other day? Oh, snap. Pop one out right now. I'll be right back, y'all. Okay.
But yeah.
All right. We'll sign off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See you in the next one.
See you guys later.